Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
My fucking neck needed crack.
You know what I'm saying?
It wasn't like I was getting prepped for an MMA fight or something. I'm just fucking, my neck needed crack.
Gotta stretch it out sometimes.
Sometimes my neck is a little stiff and it needs...
His neck.
Oh, what about your back?
My neck gets stiff. My back gets stiff.
How about your crack?
My everything gets stiff.
It might be that chair.
It's the Lousy Weather Media Main Show, episode 228. I'm Sean Ass.
Bob Camparda.
Slim.
We have Allison in the memorabilia corner.
Hey,
the what corner?
The memorabilia corner. Memorabilia corner.
Okay, so we're starting off early with words you can't use.
A working title.
We'll use the second take on
and
that.
And then
one.
We've now dubbed the corner Angels in as the Chris Clem's Coffee Corner.
What the fuck? Are you serious?
Chris Clem's sponsoring it via his patronage. So now it's the Triple C
C4. It's
a C4 corner. So every week it can be different. It can.
But happily sipping from this lousy weather
coffee mug.
Lousy weather.
Coffee strong.
So it's going to be the Chris Clem's Coffee Corner, the Chris Clem's Cat Corner, the Chris Clem's Canada Corner.
How much did you have to pay for
Canada
that?
Corner.
Whatever starts
it's
with the
part C. Of his patronage.
Throwing some ideas around earlier.
Yeah, we're just throwing it around. We haven't told Chris about this yet.
Chris Clem's Coffee Corner is actually an idea I want to pursue.
It. Oh, yeah.
I'll start a barista.
We're going to throw it by Chris later. Yeah. We'll find out if
pitch the idea, right?
Yeah,
why not?
Chris Clem's Coffee Corner. But anyway, we have our guest at the table. I'm very excited tonight because we have Dwayne Duke.
Or Sinead O'Connor.
Sinead O'Connor.
Hola, how are you doing, lovely?
She just ripped up a picture of the Pope and said, fight the real enemy.
Oh.
That's a 1992 joke, if anybody wants to.
I got it, believe me.
I got it.
The old guy got it.
Anyway.
I thought he was talking like Cardi B.
No.
I don't know what that is.
I thought you were talking about
Chumbawamba. Okay. You know what that is.
What
is
Cardi B?
Cardi B.
What is it?
That
no, it was red bottoms.
Yeah,
these is I'm bloody sorry? Shoes.
These is bloody shoes.
Oh, that nonsense! I thought we were done with that. But okay.
No, she apparently like was a big.
Anyway, we have comedian Dwayne Duke here today. Dwayne,
hello.
Who's just literally came off the road. I was like, do you think you can make it here? You're like, I really don't even know. Like you were in seven states away.
I was in Alabama when we talked. And
you were Roll Tide when we talked.
Oh no, I was up in Huntsville. I wasn't anywhere near the university, but
all of Alabama is Roll Tide.
I don't
my
know.
Friend.
They got Auburn.
That's like how this state, all of this state is Go Bucks or OH.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So
God damn it. I hate that we're not creative. Like, I hate that we... that, like, and I joke about it, but, like, everyone knows. Like, I start that joke, and no matter where I am, people are just like,
it is funny. Roll Tide's good, though. I like Roll Tide almost too much. Like, I listen to this podcast with a host from Alabama. And
ooh,
anytime there's like a beautiful woman on the screen, he'll be like, how Roll Tide was she at this time or something like that. And I've wanted to translate that to an Ohio State reference, but you can't be like, oh, God, how goddamn Go Bucks was that chick at that party.
You want to ask how
her ass was Go Bucks. No,
I think you
want
to be like, how much did she hang on Sloopy?
Or I would say, like, you know, if a girl's got a good backside, be like, check out that Buckeye.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You gotta eat the Buckeye, you know what I'm saying?
You gotta eat the Buckeye.
Everybody's really particular about the way their Buckeye looks before they eat it.
I like.
I am so mad at all of you.
It's 2018, come on.
Angel.
Hashtag white people.
Angel, can you turn your mic towards you a little bit? It's facing the other way. Actually, grab the mic and just turn it. Bobby, hook it up for me, because it's facing the window.
Dwayne, it's 2018. You don't
need
the Buckeye?
Shit. Yeah, there you go. Now pull it towards her.
I... Look, if I look down at your starfish and there's too much chocolate, no, I'm not eating it.
Eating the Buckeye.
Understandable.
But a Buckeye is like...
rusty sheriff's badge.
A Buckeye is...
You know how good a chocolate Buckeye with peanut butter on the inside is? It could be quite like that.
Yeah.
That could be the Buckeye you're eating at that point. Peanut butter filled. Butter.
Someone told me the other day your lip skin is made of the same skin as your butthole.
Yeah, they're both sphincters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I believe it
they because both there's a lot of down drugs.
And there's a lot of shit that comes out of either
hey.
One.
They both
hey,
drugs.
Hey, yeah, we're working on it. We're working
what
on
up?
Drugs, yeah.
I'm a product of Akron.
We're in here, lousy
weather. I said that about shit coming out of both ends, and Bobby right, said children. Bobby was like, "What are you trying to say?" I ain't full of shit. Man. So, Dwayne, how have you been, man? You've been traveling. You've been... I'm just putting words in your mouth. How have you been?
I've been good. I'm doing 300 nights on the road this year.
God damn. You're like a pro wrestler in 1986. You're the regular old Jake the Snake
and
Roberts.
I make the same amount, that same $25 a night, just going, how do you pay bills with this?
But at least you have to have... You get to have, like... massive cocaine-filled orgies like Jake the Snake Roberts did in 1986.
I sleep in a Ford Escape at truck stops.
And Walmarts.
I sleep behind a lot of really nice hotels. When I was in Huntsville, I found this super nice hotel. It was a Spring Hill Suites by Marriott.
Was it Roll Tide? Is that how nice it was? How beautiful it was? Anyway, go on.
It was very much hang on sloopy.
It was hang on sloopy.
Yeah. I found this great parking spot where there were no cars on either side of me because it was just like the catty corner to every other parking spot. Mm-hmm. And like there were no cars on either side of me. There was a fence around the back of me. And the weather was beautiful, so I dropped my seats down. I made my little nest, mm-hmm. and I pulled out the grinder to find a better place to sleep.
Nice. So I have heard from somebody, his name was Dwayne Duke, on his upcoming album, Shame Flashbacks, that Alabama is a beautiful state.
It is. Right? Like, if you get the chance, fucking do it.
You like the plugs?
I like the plugs, but quit giving away the material.
I've already given everybody in the room a coffee.
I mean, it's 45 minutes of pure unadulterated.
48?
48? Okay. Yeah, 48. Well, I wasn't there for all of it.
48 minutes.
It's 45 minutes of pure unadulterated joy and like 3 minutes of other stuff.
we should talk about, because you were here just a couple months ago, but we didn't really talk about it. Back in November, we did a show at the Rialto Theater in Kenmore, Akron.
It's a beautiful Rialto Theater.
Yeah, it's a beautiful Rialto Theater. You performed. We recorded it. I've been spending hours behind the computer mixing and mastering. I'm setting the backup recording over here just in case this thing crashes. Me going like this made me go, oh, yeah, and turn.
He's
and
doing like, a lot of physical jokes for this audio medium yet again.
Anyway, we booked the show. You killed it. You crushed it. I've spent hours editing and mixing and finding the perfect mix and fade outs and ins and
great lineup that night. Josh mm-hmm. Lawhorn and
Josh Lawhorn hosted Tim like Wolf a machine,
and TM Francis, mm-hmm. and then I schmuckied the clown my way through the end of it.
You went through, you killed for an hour, and when you were done, I was like, oh man, he didn't even really go that long. And then when I sat down the first time to edit and clocked your set at 55 minutes, I was like, wow, he fucking did do a fucking goddamn hour in 55 minutes in this bitch.
And like, so that's what sucks about me trying to transition to being a club comic. I'm gonna have to like do a lot shorter sets, and mm-hmm. like doing indie shows, I can play with the crowd and have fun, but like doing club shows are so
that bad, huh?
Yeah,
but no, you were at the Funny Stop last weekend, and you like the Funny Stop.
I like the Funny Stop. I respect the Funny Stop. I like club work, but I prefer indie work because it's like it's closer to what I am. Like I'm dirty, and I like at a club I'm a hard R because of my material.
All right, so what I was getting at was we did the show back in November. I've been editing. And today I finally gave you a copy of the official final mixed and mastered version.
You know what's great about this is I will never listen to this.
You can't because... I'll send you digital files later. Don't worry. They're all in my Google
stereo
Drive.
Stereo died in my car in South Carolina before my six and a half hour
How does
drive
a
home.
Stereo die?
I don't believe that.
I don't know. I don't have...
You sure the... I did see some people in your comments talking about change the fuse and shit like that, but...
I went out in 22-degree weather today and pulled out fuses, and I even went and bought new fuses.
Yeah, did you put a new fuse in? Yeah.
I put new fuses in, and nothing. So, fuck me walking.
The fuse, if the fuse blew, it might have killed the radio, and then you'll need a new radio.
Well, see, the radio still gets a signal. Mm. I can still turn it on. I have no audio, so the speakers are getting nothing. And this has been Car Chat.
Well, I'll send you digital versions so you can listen on your phone with that. I just wanted to you to have a CD version so you could hear the transitions in and out of the tracks.
You know what? I have...
Because it is a big thing. If I send you each individual... We're getting pretty in-depth, but I send you each individual track where you got to click on...
It sounds like you guys are talking
click
a lot
out.
Of business right now.
Yeah. You got to click in and click out is a little different than being able to just hear
jargon.
It in an experience.
Sean's saying he's slick with it.
Slim and I listened to it earlier because it's a lot different to experience something as a full album rather than track by track by track.
I'm already trying to figure out what the next one's going to be.
You're already working on the next. You already got the next hour planned out.
Nice.
Jesus Christ. So in April, late April, early May, I'm going on the road and we're going to... I want to take a camera crew with me and just do a bunch of indie one-night shows and try and put together a show that way.
I feel bad we didn't do more filming at that show.
It's fine. I got some footage from it, which I've been using to submit for things. I actually have to send a video in tomorrow, and that just reminded me. But this next time, I'm going to prepare and make sure I shave. And make sure I attempt to look attractive on stage. Mm-hmm. That night I was just get your dumb words out. Just get your dumb words out.
So the album's mixed and mastered. We're all gonna check it out and see if there's anything else that needs fixed to make sure everybody thumbs ups on it.
Do we have a release date?
We're gonna go from basically here. We're gonna get that photo and we're gonna set a date. It's looking like it's probably going to be either the very end of February or first or second week of March.
I say we do it 3 years to the date from the last one.
Yeah, once we have everything together, it'll be it's just about a month.
This commercial. Has it really been 3 years?
This commercial crushes, by the way, guys.
Hey, I'm just saying.
Coming soon.
I'm excited about it, man.
It might be one, maybe two, maybe 3 minutes.
We're basically just kind of like.
Because I'm never in town, so I never get to chat about this, though.
And people have known that it's coming, but now we can finally say, hey,
this will be when
we got it together. We took 100 photos tonight. We just got
to go. If you are
45 minutes of joy, 3 minutes of random shit, and 3 months of waiting.
Yep.
And if you guys are on the Instagrams and not following either Bob or Sean or any of the Loud Zig Weather Media stuff, you need to be, because that is where
at Sean _ asked.
Where the madness is from tonight.
That's my kind
That's
of night.
That's for sure.
In case anyone isn't quite
or
sure.
Or Slim Snapchat.
Go ahead, Allison.
So, if anyone isn't quite sure exactly what everyone's talking about, is I came over, I was asked to come over half an hour early thinking, okay, we're just going to start early, when really it was the cover shoot for Dwayne's album. I had no notice. I had no idea what the hell's going on. But that was actually part of the fun. And good old Mike Calhoun came over, and we just did the most impromptu, beautiful ragtag cover shoot I've ever seen.
And Mike Calhoun was definitely the guy that's like, let me climb inside this vent and hang my arm down a little.
He's like, come look at somebody and be like, shut up. Get down.
I was going to call him Manny Leibovitz.
Do you have suction cups so I can stick on the wall?
Yeah, it was awesome.
That was I was at the first comedy show.
I
loved it.
I'm obsessed with everything that just happened.
That was amazing. Great job.
So I had something I wanted to talk about, guys. I'm going to die, I think. I think my liver is going to shut off.
Okay.
That's it already.
I've been eating a lot of Advil because I've had a toothache, but I can't stop drinking while I'm eating. I'm like, not going to drink tonight. I'm going to eat Advil. And I just eat 4 Advil, and then I drink. And then I'm like, my liver is got to be working like 4 times as hard.
Actually, you know, it's the bigger actually problem. If it was with Tylenol, your liver would be working harder. It's but not it's still ibuprofen. Bad for
I
your
thought,
liver.
I thought ibuprofen was the stronger and worse one for your liver.
Ibuprofen,
Tylenol
Motrin.
Is what you get.
I think Xanax is what you really want to stay with.
he's right.
You know what's real bad for your liver? The vodka and Diet Pepsi.
Yeah.
The gas station.
The aspartame in the Diet Pepsi is shit.
That's where I'm kind of like trying to save myself. I'm like, at least I'm drinking like diluted gas station vodka and not like Sky or something.
Oh, yeah, because heaven forbid you kill yourself with something
I have a
delicious.
Bottle of Svedka.
Something delicious.
So, Sean,
know,
a bottle of Grey Goose and 4 Advil might take me out.
But, Sean, if you do die, who gets the podcast in your will? We got to know.
Dibs.
Yeah. Slim's the new host.
Slim's
just send me my masters first. I will find this. A new distributor.
That's funny. Slim would host the show. Go ahead, Slim. How would it start? Hold on a second. Go for it. Hold up.
So,
fail.
I pulled into this parking space today, and I understand there's snow on the ground, right? But, like, you weren't in the spot all the way. Like, come on. So I pulled right up next to this lady's door, and she went to get in her car. I was still in my car messing with my phone, and she went to get in her car and just totally hit my car. And I said, hey, come on. Okay. And then I drove off.
And I said, hey.
I said,
so
hey,
it's the Lousy Weather Media Vane Blow. I'm Slim.
Were you doing Sean Bob. Ast or were you doing Rodney Dangerfield? Who was that, really?
No respect. No respect.
I was pointing at you
to introduce yourself.
Oh, yeah, you're supposed to introduce yourself now.
I am still here.
Angel and the Chris Clem.
And the Chris Clem
coffee class.
Hey, what's up? It's BB Ange at Chris Clem's Coffee Corner coming through.
Was that not a solid Sean Ass story? Sean Ass esque?
My story would be funnier than that. Yeah. Like, I'm dying of Advil over here. Like, you're like, oh, she hit my car. No, I would have sued that bitch. Like, what are you talking about?
Speaking of the nonsense that this is weather. When I left South Carolina yesterday, it was like 60. Mm-hmm. And I dropped 30 degrees in an hour and a half passing through Kentucky.
That happened just here from Saturday to Sunday.
Yeah, well, but you had a gradual drop. Like, I was like, mm-hmm. Oh, I don't have a jacket on. And I got past Mansfield, and I was like, it's kind of snowing real hard. And then I spun out the first time.
Oh. Damn, you spun out in
yeah,
the snow.
Well, like, not completely. I fishtailed real hard, and I got it back on track. And I watched someone behind me slow down and freak out, and I was like, I'm from Ohio. Mm. I know what I'm doing. Yeah. I get up to Cleveland, and everyone forgot what the fuck they were doing. Mm-hmm. I'm on 71. I see somebody got on the highway with a donut. Mm-hmm. With fresh snow still coming down, and he speeds around one car, realizes his car can't handle it, and tries to slow down. And I was like, fuck you. Huh. Like, I had to drive on the shoulder to avoid hitting people yesterday. Mm-hmm. Like, I fishtailed 4 times driving home. I had to drive on the shoulder to get around mm-hmm. somebody.
The snow was kind of shitty last night. It was one of those that was like...
it was fresh.
It was the other people, too, that made it fucking shitty to drive in. Like, I was coming down the interstate, and fucking the interstate was lightweight clear, and you could stop in it, but people were going 40 with their flashers already, and just, you can't... And then they don't fucking file in a single line. They just hold up all 3 lanes going fucking 40. And it's like, motherfuckers, I wanted to honk at people. Like, get out. I ended up just getting off the interstate. You know, I'm driving through the city.
Anybody listening to this show for the first time tonight will think this show is actually about lousy weather. That's all we've been talking about.
Lousy weather and road rage. And lousy people, weather. Like,
if I hosted the show instead of Slim, it probably would be a lot of talking about driving.
I hate driving. I fucking hate driving. happening because of people like you guys.
I was hoping. Are you one of those slow assholes? So.
Yes. I'm not trying to go to jail.
I was hoping that you guys would convince me that I wasn't jail, dying. But, let's get back to me dying.
No, I'm convinced I can host the show.
I'll be the host. Fuck Slim.
I'm going to jail. Slim's going to host the show.
There is so much going on right now. I know. They want me to die.
Start the music.
I'm ready to podcast your...
All right, let's hear Bob's intro.
Here's Bob's intro. Okay,
ugly stepsisters.
All right, Bobby. All right,
what's going on, Thunderbolts? We're chilling here in the storm cloud. Yeah. We are here.
Yeah.
It's me and
Slim.
I got...
Me.
Can I get the intro? I know how I'm going to do
it. I got them over there. They won't say their names. And we are... I got something to talk about today.
Is it lousy?
I was telling my friend about... I was talking about flat Earth, and she was like, "Are you a flat earther?" And I was like, "Hell, fucking no!" But she thought I was sticking up for it, and I was like, "You know, I'm not sticking up for flat Earth. I'm a hollow earther.
I'm a hollow earther.
The Earth can't be flat if the inside's hollow."
Listen, Sean, I know you're not dead, but we need to switch up some things in the group right now.
There's so much happening right now. Also, sidebar. Go ahead and judge. Which one would you like better?
Oh, I would unsubscribe hard as fuck.
It's only the men auditioning.
Yeah, we can go ahead.
I think you got to be here for more than a year before you get to audition.
No, that's true.
No, I'll let Allison go here. All right,
Allison's been waiting.
Do the music.
Here she is.
There we go. Hold up.
We are gathered here today to celebrate the life of Sean Hass.
You guys want to see how a fucking pro does it?
All right, yeah, hold up. All right, here comes
Bring it out. Angel, you want to do it first?
Oh, I got 4 podcasts under my belt.
Yeah, pro. Yeah.
Let's go.
I got it.
We got BB Ange first. All right, you ready? You can hear you in your headphones. They're good. All right, here we go.
Let's turn my speakers up.
Welcome to the Lousy Weather Pussy Media Show. We got everything. Girls are interrupting the shit out of dudes over here.
Ow!
Sloppy everything. Okay. Bobby, what's the weather like?
It doesn't matter what the weather's like.
Yeah. That was a wrestling reference.
Yes, it was. If I get to interrupt the dudes, I'm going to do it.
If I'm dead, somebody's got to carry it on.
Carry the torch.
Yes. All right, sorry, Dwayne.
Am I doing this?
Yep, you ready? Here comes your music.
Bring
your
music again.
Hello, and how we doing? Welcome back to the Lousy Weather Media main show. It is episode 1 or 259. I'm your host, Dwayne Duke. To my left, we've got...
Bob Caparda.
To my right, we've got...
Slim.
Over in the corner, we have...
Ellie.
And the other corner, we've got...
Angel.
All right, guys. Let's have a good day. That's how you fuckers do it.
Damn.
I only have one gripe. You said welcome back, and the show's just starting.
No, you're welcome back from last week.
From last week. Welcome back from the week.
Welcome back. This is episode 1.
Your podcast is starting out pretty strong.
No, my podcast is shit.
We got a lot of promise, is what I'm saying.
It's so much fun, though.
It is.
That's funny. Well, I think I'm dying
here. I found a disc in my closet today that has episode 1 through 4 of the
Smokestack Smoke Break.
Hell yeah.
No, yeah. Jeez. If you didn't know, Dwayne, I used to host a podcast with Bob.
Oh, I've met.
Called the Smokestack Smoke Break. Mm-hmm. It was a different time.
You were Smokestack. He was Smoke Break.
He was Bob.
Was Bob.
Bob.
Yeah. It was a good intro song. It would be like, it was like, da 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 Smokestack. Da 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 da. Bob. Da 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 da. Smoke Break. Da 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 da. All right.
Okay. Pretty sure Kid Rock owns that.
Well, we sold it to him.
Yeah, that's where he got it from.
Like, that is like 9 different Kid Rock albums.
That's how we bought these mics.
Yeah, we got it.
My name is Kid.
All right.
Oh, maybe that was Limp Bizkit, the Rowland.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Oh, my God. I did.
Did we just stumble upon the fourth dimension? Is that what that was?
I did the dumbest joke the other night for the first time, and I hope I never do it again.
Well, go ahead and do it here so you can't ever do it again. It's right. Spoiled, yeah.
So
we'll add it to your album.
No. Yeah, we'll put it in the bonus. So I did a show in Asheville, North Carolina, and it was like a church revival theme. Like a blasphemous church revival theme show, and I had on a choir robe, and I was like, "Brothers and sisters, bow your head for the first hymnal. This one comes to you from the book of Disney." Ready?
Okay.
9/11 was it inside Joe? Jet fuel came in steel beams. Oh, jet fuel came in steel beams. And I'm so mad at myself that, one, I thought of that 2 days before I did it. And two, that so I fucking marinated. Did it.
You let that shit marinate and then still went on stage and did it.
Yeah. Fair and this enough. Is before I had the crowd on my side. Like, I just...
that's perfect. Well, Dwayne, I'm glad you're here. Why don't we take a break? We're going to come back. We're going to add Chris Klemm to the show via Skype. And we're going
to put him in the corner.
We're going
his corner.
We're in the... No, Boston, we're going to put him in the down? Other corner. In Boston.
Shit, I better boom, straighten up.
Boom. That's funny. Yeah. What was that? What song was that? I know that song.
What? In the night.
You started doing like boom, boom, boom.
Oh, no, I just. No, he was doing sometimes.
Pennsylvania.
I thought it was.
It was just the tone of the boom.
That sounded like that song. It's like.
In the night.
So, darling, darling, stand
by me.
Boom.
Oh, stand by me.
Yeah, ready. Yeah, ready. Yeah. Going down, though. Your credentials, but you speak on X-Ray. They say when the dogs are waiting, cats are playing. Now X-Ray is back up in this bitch, leaving niggas the OA spitting fire. Why you done woke up the dragon? Thought the locust do so niggas.
The Lousy Weather Media Network, weekly podcast focused on interviews, society, visual arts, and entertainment. Don't forget to check out last week's episode of the main show featuring comedian Brett Thomas. The movie podcast I Can't Read, their episode this week, Fat Man and Throbbin'. The Lousy Wrestling Podcast returned last week, reviewing ECW from 2000. Let the Hate Flow Through You, tackling Disney animation this week with their guest, Kristen Galewood. And don't forget about the Wingcast, Wingman Podcast. Steve Guy this week talks about being a wingman to his dad. And as always, we also have the Above Below Entertainment Network, a part of our family, who has launched a new show hosted by comedian Jess Falstick called The Default Setting. Their new episode is about body image with Cindy Rice. Don't forget about all of our shows on the Lousy Weather Media Network. We're having fun over here.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for? Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba. Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bobby asked me to play it.
Actually, you guys go. Yeah,
but it was way more fitting with whatever we ended with. Oh, we were singing Stand By Me.
You guys always play drunk uncle music.
Drunk uncle music. That's amazing.
That's what it is. It comes back like...
like, you can definitely see some dude shirtless coming down the street in his late 90s pickup truck.
Well, we were even talking. Was it at the end of the
Yeah, it was the end of the last one.
About our uncles?
I was singing Stand By Me.
No, but we were talking about our uncles. Was it during the break?
Chris is here.
What about you?
He's going to fall asleep. I could see
I'll introduce him in a second, Angel. Let me do my flow here. Don't just be coming around wasting my flavor.
Yeah, dude. Sean flows like Kelly
Lace?
Slater, dude.
Yeah, he's that expired pickle.
Why you gotta waste my flavor, man?
Actually, that's a line from Can't Hardly Wait. See, he knew what I was talking
so,
about.
So, Chris Clem is joining us via Skype. We're raising him, I think, onto a platform. Chris.
This is so modern.
Tell us how you're doing.
It's great. I'm ready to join the army after listening to some Godsmack.
Sick. That's their straight up recruitment song right there.
They'll be right there with the chopper.
But wouldn't that be the opposite of a recruitment song?
What, I stand
about
alone?
Standing alone.
You know,
no,
you're right.
Because their catchphrase was "Army of One."
Yeah.
That wasn't just a video game.
Wait, what?
Are you all right?
Army of Two. Yeah. I'm thinking of Army of
you
Two.
You all right, Dwayne? I feel like Dwayne feels like his episode got invaded.
Did you guys not hear that?
Chris Clem, what
was
are you...
I not singing out loud?
No, you were singing out loud.
Pretty much like...
Oh, okay. Sorry. Chris.
Chris Clem has come to invade Dwayne Duke's show.
I thought Calhoun was going to stick around, but...
No, Calhoun just came to take photos of you naked in the bed upstairs.
Yep, that's all the context
you're
getting.
Very tasteful, thank you.
They were
and then
not.
And then he had
they were artistic. They were artistic. And then he
but
had to leave
flavor,
immediately.
Somehow.
But anyway, so Chris Clem has joined. He invaded.
Just doing a run-in, brother.
Yeah. Doing the WrestleMania run-in.
Hey, Chris, I'm going to come up and visit you next week.
Okay, yeah, where are you going to be?
Yeah, that's why we
I
called
don't know
you.
Yet.
We called you so he could figure out travel arrangements.
No, like I'm flying in
it's a new segment.
On Saturday. But I don't know what's happening after that. I
mean, you're flying into Chicago.
Yeah. Oh, I had a
It's actually smart because the tolls to get in and out of that city are ridiculous.
Yeah, and I may owe a ticket in Illinois State.
Same think, with Pittsburgh.
How much? See, Chris, you live there, so you could probably get around the tolls, right?
There's a way you can go that's like an hour longer that's no tolls.
I remember sitting because it's like about every like 2 miles you have to stop and pay a toll for about 5 fucking booths to get into the city.
Damn.
There's only 3 and it's over like 30 miles, but you're right, it is kind of bad.
There's
a toll to get into Indiana.
I was coming from like South Dakota or something of that nature, or Wisconsin into Chicago, and it was about 98 degrees, I want to say, Nick Lachey.
Yeah.
And we were sweating in terrible traffic because it's stop and start the whole way. So we're sweating, we're dead. A lot of people thought I was dead. I had flies on me. It was a mess. But we got into Chicago, but it cost us like $40.
Your early Damn. 20s sounds really rough.
They were fun, man. I was doing what you do.
I'm so surprised to hear that from you. Because I think I have worse stories. And I was like, oh, you were some sort of hero.
It was
to
fun.
Me, but
we just went from town to town and played shows. And
you got down and dirty, Dwayne, but apparently Sean dying and having flies on him one time on band tour is too much for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Dude,
we went to.
I'm never chocolate
have,
covered.
You never
bitch.
Had flies on you on tour.
So you never had flies on you on tour.
We went to Chicago and we stayed with this girl named Christmas's mom. Like Christmas wasn't even there. We just stayed with her mom.
Name was Christmas.
And, yeah, and
you mean it wasn't December 20?
No, that her okay. The girl's name was Christmas. We stayed with her mom in Chinatown.
Definitely a stripper.
it was interesting. It was fun. That's the things you do when you're in a band and you're on tour. You sleep on people's floors. You hope they have air conditioning. What's wrong with you?
You completely fuck Christmas.
Fuck. What's up? What's wrong, Slim? Don't do hand signals.
I didn't mean to do hand or sand signals.
Any way to turn the volume down for me
Like, I'm pointing to Chris and looking at my ears and turning the knob.
Chris,
another knob? Audio.
I'm sorry, Chris. I wasn't as smooth as I thought it would be.
You up over here and turn him down because I got you're on the same thing as Allison, so I'm not trying to affect Allison's volume.
No, okay, here, that helps.
Is this better now?
I've turned it down, Chris.
Is that better?
Oh, fuck. I'm going to hear this when I drive to Virginia in 2 days.
Chris, what do you think about Ronda Rousey?
Give us a little setup here. Slim, if you're just going to jump into
something. There was no setup, yeah.
So,
has that shitty movie come out yet?
What one?
The one she's filming in Cambodia?
I wanted to ask Slim what he thought about Ronda Rousey.
Oh, I don't know. It's Roadhouse
because of the jacket.
Roadhouse got canceled like 2 years ago.
Oh. All right, so let's back up a little bit. Ronda Rousey, professional MMA fighter, one of the baddest women on the planet, joined the WWE, the pro wrestling organization. She jumped the ship from MMA to wrestling.
Is it because she's sick of real fights?
And she lost two fights in a row, so it's smarter to get out now than go back and get punched again. Hey,
I watched one of those MMA fights with the Cyborg and
Cyborg and Holly Holm.
Oh, and people were like cheering as she beat her ass, and I was like, "You're all deranged.
Holly Holm was sick fucks. Holly Holm put up a goddamn fight in that
She had her ass roundly handed to her.
There's nobody that lasts five rounds
her
with Cyborg.
No one
goes that far with Cyborg without getting like finished. So Holly did a good job.
Big deal.
Is that a lesbian joke?
Have you seen Terminator 2?
What?
Terminator 2.
Who doesn't want to be finished by a cyborg, though?
I'm good. Cyborg looked rough.
Cyborg's pretty... she's out there.
Holly didn't look like a human at the end, but Cyborg did not look like a human.
All right, there's a theory of thought that Cyborg has been popped for steroids before, and there's a theory of thought that...
Lots of times.
There's a theory out there that women who are caught taking steroids shouldn't be allowed to compete again because it alters your bone structure and your something to that effect. Where
but
like
men are good.
You're literally this is specifically for women, but apparently it completely changes your physiology.
The point was Ronda
Cyborg's a beast, basically.
Cyborg doesn't bleed anymore.
No.
The point was Ronda Rousey debuted in the WWE, and Slim wanted Chris Clem's thoughts on it.
It could be pretty good. They already got a ton of attention for it. I turned on the ESPN app after the show, and she was the top six stories on it.
What did you think about the point, though? I thought it was a little...
It was a little weak, but she wasn't exactly... an Academy Award nominated actress.
True.
I like how everybody points at a sign. Have you ever seen this, Dwayne? It's a wrestling thing every year for their big event, WrestleMania, to set up matches for it. People will come to the ring, like say you're in the ring and you just got done with a match and I want to challenge you for the big event, WrestleMania. I would come down, my music would hit first, obviously, and then I would come because you can't come to the ring without your music. So I would come to the ring with music playing. I'd get in. And then I would just look at you and point to the sign. Like that sign right there, Lousy Weather Media sign hanging in a window. Imagine that says WrestleMania.
Dwayne, meet me here.
And I just go like this.
Why would they have a sign for an event that's not happening?
And I hold it. It is happening in 2 months. But like not 3 months.
So, but is it in the same building?
No. They're just promoting it.
They bring it around with them to every city.
Yeah, every city and hang it in the arena.
They just put it
arenas.
There in case somebody wants to call someone else out.
Yeah. So
they're always there just in case.
The always available point.
Yeah. It's always
I've
there for the point.
I've said it once. I'll say it 100 times. WWE is real gay.
It is.
Real gay.
That's super. Why I watch it, though. Like, if you've never listened to my wrestling podcast,
nope.
Dwayne.
That's because I like you.
Chris Clem has. Chris Clem has, and he can attest. I spend most episodes describing genitalia in dick right. sizes. There's an episode that just went up today of me watching a wrestler named Matt Stryker, who's not very well endowed. But so his dick
And he's not wearing a cup either. Maybe. So his dick's just straight. Like, it's like nubbed like a ski slope.
There's a little computer again.
And you can see his balls hanging below. Like, you can see his dick and his balls hanging below. If he had a bigger dick, it'd be like hanging down to the side or right in front. Or if he was wearing a cup,
maybe
it would
he's
be
a grower.
Held in, you know what I mean? Well, yeah, I'm sure. Like, that's what I was trying to say. I was like,
I'm sure.
I was like, that's my
you
dick flopping
way
around.
Too much time
you guys,
looking at this.
Wrestling's
man.
Yeah. Not about growing. Wrestling is about showing.
But
maybe he just got real big thighs, y'all.
When I had made the point that he's just an average penis man, my co-host Derek was like, well, why does it matter that he has an average penis? I was like, well, it's a lot like porn. You don't just want, like, if the 5 3/4 inch dick popped into the screen.
I never click on that average
You're
dick,
not going to be as excited as you are.
No little dick, like, man.
You know that girl ain't coming from that, but.
If yeah, I'm going I mean, there, I'm looking for maybe. Clout. Getting
she
clout.
Could in real life, you know what I mean? But maybe. You can't get good camera angles on a 5.75 inch
dick.
He's
going to throw some back, but.
Yeah, but you got it.
I don't agree with Sean's take on wrestling or pornography.
I want you two to do my dumb podcast now. One of the episodes I want to do is, like, we'll watch some wrestling, watch some MMA, or watch some gay porn, and I want to see which one's actually the gayest. And I all think right. It won't be the gay porn.
It depends.
Not if Sean
it depends what match. Yeah, it depends what match or situation we're in.
I'll pick,
are we in the third segment?
I'll pick nine things, and I'll bring it all together.
Yeah, when someone gets someone in a north-south choke, that's always...
I'm uncomfortable with what you just did.
Yeah,
I think.
What are you doing?
I try to do like a 69 with my hands. Like,
Slim,
I'm pretty sure that was a white supremacist sign. Yeah. I'm uncomfortable.
First, he like did it with his forearm.
Timmy
Thib
McVeigh
like,
sitting at the table.
Fingers.
We, I, I'd have to pick the right wrestler.
Look, Chris is doing it.
Chris is doing it now.
Yeah.
Into the steeple. Yeah.
Is this some of that Toot Sweet bullshit y'all were doing last time?
Two sweets like this.
It's some hill farm shit.
Toot Sweet.
It is some hail farm shit.
Too sweet.
Yes!
I'm so confused. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. This is aggressively Caucasian, and I'm not having your white nonsense.
Well, I got Ron Simmons on the table, so I mean, come on.
You want us to get
this Japanese
that is
bullshit?
Not your past.
And I swear, yeah. if you pull this out one more time, here like this, a full black person, it ain't even 3 inches.
Yeah, but
no, don't.
You, do you want us to get Jamar back on?
Yeah.
Ron Simmons is cool.
Oh, he likes Jamar.
That was good.
I don't even remember. All I'm saying is,
this is a beacon of hope. And
we're gonna quit with the white nonsense.
You're definitely right. Yeah, I've been watching a lot of Ruby Ridge and Waco in Oklahoma documentaries, so my white nonsense has gone through the roof.
So he thinks he's fine now, is what happened. But for everybody not being able to see this, Dwayne about beat Sean's ass with Ron Simmons.
Oh, wow.
He was waving it around like, we're going to quit with the white nonsense. And he
every
picked
time
up
Dwayne,
Ron Simmons and waved
Dwayne's
him in the air.
Been here. Dwayne's been here like, this is like your 11th time or so, or
we'll
12th time. But
I think it's like
he's
every time
you with what you thought your card
every
was.
Time he comes, he's either going to beat my ass or show me why I am the way I am. One of the two are happening. He's like,
two
high
and one
heels.
In that one.
I am just here to keep things on an even keel between your white nonsense and Slim Thickums over here.
Yeah.
What'd you say on the break, Dwayne?
He's looking better, y'all. He is. He's dressed for his body type.
Why don't you give us some awakening?
Awakening?
Yeah. It is not every
M. Night Shyamalan's the awakening.
We want to be more woke here.
I will say
how
this
can we
to
be
you
less
now.
White?
It is not the job of every minority to wake you up.
Hey, come on, wake up. How about you help us, you know, understand your shit? We don't want to read about it or listen.
You can always
try
just
learn
listen
about
to
culture
System of a Down
like
if you want to wake up.
Oh. Wake up.
I can't even hit the bell hard enough.
What'd you do to get some? Okay, my dark-skinned friend, will you be my alarm clock?
Lord, Lord.
Listen, I've been trying, and you're like my friend to tell people about you whenever I say racist shit, and I say, I have a friend!
like, if you've ever had to use me as your reference to get out of getting your ass whooped, you deserve to get your ass whooped.
That's fair.
I think we're like 5 minutes away from Slim asking Dwayne why he can't say the N-word.
Oh, my God.
We're getting there. We are. Slim has had enough natty daddies that we could be there. Yeah.
You know, he's done a great job
of never using it in my presence.
He did use it on the show a few weeks ago, though.
I don't think I was listening.
It was in context.
It was in context. To his credit.
To his credit. It might have been in context, but he also doesn't remember early Eminem, so.
That's the only good Eminem. What do you mean?
What
is early Eminem to you?
Like, that Weed Lacer freestyle. What was that, 99? Slim Shady, yeah.
Hot of Venezuela, twin babies. My eyes hurt from all this. Hotter
than an old lady.
Weed Lacer, 97 Burgundy Blazer, wanted for burglary, had to ditch the Mercury Tracer. You ever heard that one?
It's on Osiris.
I was listening to country in 99.
Oh, okay.
By Eminem, hold on, I'll pull it.
All right, yeah, well,
we don't have to.
Wreck your mama's Acura. Wreck this, sold it back to her.
Look stupid. I'll abort it.
I don't know.
Chris Klem, do you know this?
Do I know this freestyle?
Yeah, the Weed Lacer freestyle.
Yeah, I've heard it.
Isn't part of it in 8 Mile?
Yo, Weed Lacer, 97 Burgundy Blazer, wanted for burglary, had to ditch the Mercury Tracer. I'm on some loose shit. Some fed up with the being broke shit. I'm not with bitch. I don't sell crack. I smoke it.
I like your delivery. Coke fit.
Jesus, Slim.
There's a lot.
Calm down.
You're going to get a Grammy for that next year. I can feel it.
Yeah, that's his freestyle.
You're telling me to calm down, but I didn't go to that part of it.
You listen to it. These are the first lyrics. Yeah, it's hard. I literally pulled them up, and you're like, yeah, that's my shit. And those are the first. Those are the bars, dude.
All right. So what are you listening to these days? Like, who's your ninjas?
Slim's rap?
Ninjas.
So we call it neighbors here.
We're neighbors.
Yeah, but no one likes their neighbors.
Let me go through my playlist. Ski Mask with Slum God.
Ski Mask the Slum God?
Yeah.
Slump. Isn't it Slump?
Yeah, Slump God.
Ski Mask Slump God. He's terrible.
With a P?
I listened to it before. It's terrible.
His name is Ski Mask the Slump God.
God.
I don't know any words.
Yeah, I'm not learning that name. What's your next
you
one?
Have you heard 69? The dude with the rainbow hair.
Doesn't he have a song called 69?
It's called, his name is Tekashi 69, but he spells it like the letter.
The letter six.
Yeah. The number 6, IX, and then the number 9.
I-N-E. Wow, I hate him so much.
He's got some hits. What else we got? The new Drake came out. That was cool.
Ooh.
I like those.
What's your definition of a hit, Slim?
Something that makes my head move when I listen to it.
So anything that he listens to after he takes a hit.
Yeah.
I might go see Miranda Lambert in North Carolina, and I think that is going to be amazing.
You know who I really enjoy, Dwayne? I'll tell you who my favorite now is. That Poppy.
That
you're still
Poppy.
On Poppy.
I'm always on Poppy.
I love Low Life.
Is Poppy still that a thing?
Yeah.
Poppy's still releasing things.
What?
Yeah. Is the name That Poppy or Poppy?
Mid. Was That Poppy, but now she's just been going as Poppy.
What is this Cardi B nonsense?
Cardi B.
Have you not heard of Cardi B?
I like the...
She's going to rap again.
It's that song that's like...
little bitch, you can't fuck with me if you wanted to.
Oh, the stripper song about not being a stripper anymore.
Yeah, yep.
But she still was...
I ain't got to dance. I make money moves now.
Moving on.
So what do you think about Cardi B, Chris Clem's a hip hop aficionado. Like, if you want to talk hip hop, you want to talk Mobb Deep, you want to talk Boogie Down Productions, you want to talk Rakim and Eric B, you talk to Chris Clem.
You want to talk to Rakim and Eric B?
All right, but, I have a question for you. Okay. Who's the better?
What was
actor?
That, Bob? Wait, Bob said something.
So you want to talk some Rakim and Eric B?
I'm thinking of a master plan.
Ain't nothing but sweat inside my hand. Keep digging in my pocket. All my money spent or something like that. I just keep coming up with lint. I know this shit. Yeah.
I'm uncomfortable with that.
So go ahead. What's
the
question?
Sorry, Dwayne.
Go ahead, Dwayne. Go ahead and ask a question.
No. Like, Sean, he's making very intense eye contact when he raps, but I can't see his lips.
Thinking of a master plan.
I just see his eyes burrowing into my soul.
That's funny. Like Calhoun, he said, look at the lens. Look in the lens.
Look through the lens. Yeah, that's his look through the lens.
No, I get what he's saying. He's like, don't just stop your eye contact here. Make contact with your viewer. So, yeah, who's your favorite rapper turned actor?
Oh.
Like, who's
like good? In terms of who I want to hear their music or see in a movie?
See in a movie.
DMX.
My bad.
What you really want? Oh, oh.
I didn't ask you.
I was about to say, yeah, I just jumped in there. I didn't mean that. Sorry, go ahead, Chris.
I would say probably the best that I've seen at acting are, if you're talking like really established guys, like I'd say probably like Ice Cube, Method Man, and then LL Cool J.
Most Def.
What yes. about Ice-T?
Most Def, yeah, but he's like
Yasiin Bey. Yasiin Bey.
Ice-T looks like a bitch, though, and it, like, sometimes.
Ice-T in Law and Order?
Yeah, sometimes.
Ice-T in Law and Order just acts like Ice-T thinks he is in real life.
Just whips his hair.
What about Machine Gun Kelly? He's been acting everywhere lately.
He's going to be what, Axl Rose?
I just watched a movie today called The Land.
Yeah, The Land.
Have you seen it?
Have you seen The Land?
It's about Cleveland. It's direct. It's produced by Nas, actually, but it had Machine Gun Kelly in it.
I live here. I don't have to watch things about this place.
It was about like some kids finding some drugs in their skateboarders, but it was cool because it was in Cleveland. It had a lot of shots of Cleveland in it.
That's
where is it available at?
Where is it available at?
He said? I got it sent to me from Netflix DVD.
So, nowhere.
Who gets his Netflix DVD still?
Bobby does. Oh. Yeah, he held that subscription for a long time. This is a good story.
Send
them back. Hold on.
I do not have Netflix streaming. I only have.
Let me tell a good story here.
Yeah,
Bobby used to have where he could have two DVDs active, where they mail him two instead of only one DVD active, where you could watch one and send it back. But he wanted to downgrade it. But instead, I wanted to borrow Lego Batman and then just didn't watch it for 2 months. Like, so
three.
For like
you almost three.
Won't quit with
almost
this Lego
3 months.
Batman.
So for like 2 months, he wants to downgrade his shit three. To save money. And then he's just like, but he's too nice to be like, hey, fucking watch the movie or I'm taking it back fucking tomorrow. Instead, he was just like, hey, man, you gonna watch that ever?
Here's my theory.
I'm sure
it got pretty bad.
Sure
I started a hashtag over it.
You probably watched
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. He really just wanted that movie, you guys, and he didn't want to return it. He didn't want to go out and buy it. Yeah. He just wanted to start a fucking revolution against fucking Netflix.
I
am so fucking confused.
Yeah. All right, go ahead. What's the questions?
So you're a hipster about Netflix, you won't watch Lego Batman, and you think who'd
it's
you say?
Okay.
Ice Cube. How do we get here from
rappers or actors?
You gotta watch Lego Batman for the lobster thermidor scene
when he tries to cook it on the microwave and he types in
that's
1800
my favorite part. My second favorite part is when Alfred's like when he's going through the years, like we've done this in this year and this year and
then
year.
They show actual footage from the
great.
Movies. Yeah.
That's
when Batman goes to cook his lobster, he puts it in the microwave and wants to type in 2 minutes, but accidentally types
this
in 20 and it starts. Then he has to like go, oh god damn it! And he stops it and resets it for two.
That's
minutes.
Literally.
It
Chris,
is really
this
good.
Is literally,
yeah, it is
I
really
showed
funny.
Sean the lobster thermidor scene.
And
it was like, you gotta watch this movie, and that is literally how this story happened.
That's how it started.
And then it took him 3 months to watch it.
Yeah,
it's so great watching him eat the whole lobster just bit by bit too.
Well, what movie does he start watching? It's like fucking.
Wish I had that kind of money.
He starts
to eat a lobster.
Eat bit by bit, like
he starts
not even
watching a movie
it, just
on his like big screen while he's eating a lobster. Yeah. I can't remember.
You can go to Lobster Fest at Fred Lobster. It's like $19.
It's like microwave lobster. Though.
Is it like a lobster though?
So, Chris Clem, the reason why I brought you on the show, let me tell you about this. All right, so Chris Clem, we have decided that you are now sponsoring our corner in the room, the one that Angel sits in. You can go ahead and turn it a little bit for. Or for him, I mean. you are now
And we're gonna it's the C4 corner, so it's the Chris Clem's coffee corner.
The Chris Clem blank corner.
What's up there?
The Chris Clem what's well, all over there?
Where I would like to take over right now,
right now it's like a tour real quick, Chris Clem.
Yeah, there's some
Chris, I'd like you to ever like
right now
me.
It's a catastrophe.
Yeah, there's some
I
want to
take over here.
All right, go ahead.
All right, here we go.
With the decorating.
No, it's
no, that's my room, it's man. C4 corner. But anyway, it's Chris, I have some wrestlers on the wall. I have poster from like an old show on the wall. I have a Bad Religion thing. Angel got me on a wall.
But mostly it's a table. That's
yeah. I put gotcha. Holiday trees there
that's
during
I mean.
The holidays.
I wanted it to be Haters Treehouse, but then he said Chris Clem's Coffee Corner.
Yeah, you sponsor it now, so it's the Chris Clem's Coffee Corner, Chris Clem's Canada Corner, Chris Clem's Cat Corner.
But every time you want it to be.
Every time you guys
the C4 corner.
Every time you guys say C4 corner, though, I expect it to explode. So there's just dynamite.
It's a fucking death match.
You feel the same way about it. Podcast?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
It's gonna
yeah.
blow up.
But anyway,
got a lot of views.
So, Chris, we also have decided that Bobby and I are gonna start our own
barista.
Yeah, our own barista shop, coffee place called Chris Clem's Coffee Corner. But we're not gonna cut you into it. me and him
as long
are actually
as it's
gonna.
Quality, I'm fine.
We're actually gonna change our names to.
That's
Chris
what
Clem.
The last C yeah. is for.
We're both going to just change our names to Chris Clem so you can't sue us over using your name.
We're actually looking for one more person to change their name to Chris,
Chris Clem.
Clem.
Yeah, that's not you.
So that there can be four yeah. Chris Clems, then we can do a real C4.
Can your logo be a bearded mermaid?
sure.
I just want to be the Tim Horton of coffee corners.
That's awesome. Yeah, that was a good one. Hockey player Tim Horton from the New York Rangers.
Also, Tim Horton's the coffee. Yeah.
Also, nobody ever let Chris talk about how he felt about this.
So, Chris Clem's coffee
I'm
corner.
I'm still waiting to answer my opinion on Ronda Rousey.
Oh, shit.
Don't go back. We passed it.
No, I want to hear. What's your opinion on Ronda? Man.
Jesus Christ, right. Table. Let's tune it down. Yeah, let's listen to Chris Clem.
We're just going
to
hit all of these real quick.
At least Chris is sober.
Ronda Rousey sober. First. Yeah, I drank a lot of gas station vodka before this episode. So, but anyway, go ahead.
Been there.
Yeah. So Ronda Rousey, your thoughts?
I mean, it got a lot of mainstream attention, and she's an athlete, and she was tight with Roddy Piper. So
yeah, she was wearing Roddy Piper's jacket. That was actually Roddy Piper's actual jacket. His son gave it to her.
That's what I was trying to ask Slim earlier, was how did you feel about the jacket?
Mainstream media was really upset about the jacket.
Because he doesn't know Roddy Piper, and I wanted to know what people that don't know who Roddy Piper
it,
was.
It had no symbolism to me.
Yeah. But mainstream media had to come out and be like, the reason why she's wearing an oversized beggar jacket is because it was Roddy Piper.
I mean, I recognized the font before I recognized the jacket.
But so mainstream media had to be like, don't worry, she's not crazy and on drugs. She's just wearing an oversized man's leather jacket.
Well, it was big on Roddy, and as soon as she came out with those shoulder pads that were on it, I knew exactly it was Roddy's jacket. I didn't think it was his real jacket. I thought it was just the same style.
Yeah, it was actually his real jacket. Colt Toombs or whatever his son's name is. Yeah,
Colt. His best friend.
Yeah, that was his son, Colt. Colt Toombs. Yep. He gave him his jacket. Okay, all right. Thoughts on Eric B. and Rakim?
Rakim just had a birthday a few days ago, so I want to wish him happy birthday. I'm still waiting for that comeback album with Dr. Dre producing it that was supposed to drop in 2004. I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, that's it. That's it, Dwayne. Dwayne just popped open the picture of Ronda wearing the leather jacket.
She's got a big jacket.
She looks like...
Go ahead, Dwayne.
Did you mute me?
No. You're just
she looks like... She looks like she should be doing a buddy cop movie with Amy Schumer, or like a sisters movie.
She will be soon, I'm sure. Yeah, it's close.
I agree. I just pulled up one of the like. Are you looking at the one where she's sleeveless?
No, that's her as a fighter. That's her like MMA.
Well, she
picture.
Still looks like that. Though.
Yeah, no, yeah. she looks she's like Amy Schumer's like.
I'm the big sister.
Butcher
here.
Sister.
I like Ronda. Ronda's cool.
I really like Tim Wolf's
I'd want her
joke
on my side.
Okay,
on Facebook, which
ahead.
Was Ronda Rousey is. Going in the exact opposite direction as Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And in 10 years, she will... Since she's in WWE now.
Is Dwayne going to MMA
years,
fight?
No, but in 10 years, she will be doing college football in Miami.
Oh, I saw that. Now that you've made it to the end, I know it. I know the joke. I was like, what are we talking? Now I'm with you.
Now, Chris Clem, your thoughts on what was the fucking last thing? I don't fucking remember.
That's on the Grammys.
No.
I didn't watch the Grammys. I was watching the Royal Rumble, dipshit.
Everyone also, got mad.
No! Also, feminist, you missed your opportunity. There was the Pro Bowl and Royal Rumble in one day. You broads could have taken over. Every basement-dwelling neckbeard was busy.
Listen. That may be my favorite thing you've ever said. I love you.
This was your moment.
The world could have been ended there. Oh, your thoughts on Chris Clem's coffee corner.
Yeah, act like we had a chance.
I didn't mean Andrew.
Can I give my one idea I had that was like a monthly occurrence? We would have a weekly or a monthly Jizz Warrior event where you get extra cream in your coffee.
Nice.
Extra cream. I'm uncomfortable from this, but I want to be a part of it.
The jizz from the wannabe.
And now give us your thoughts on
Now give us your thoughts on Chris Clem's coffee corner.
I love the idea. Actually, I think you should name the drinks after that. So instead of having a flat white, you should have a Jizz Warrior special.
I want to serve it as a Viking queen. Like, actually, I think this is the Jizz Warrior.
I think I just want to order one.
The first Thursday of every month, you guys have public readings, but it's all from memoirs from wrestlers out loud.
It's just fucking Ultimate Warrior's terrible fucking rants and shit. I don't know if that'd be kosher.
Didn't Mankind do it before he started doing comedy? He wrote a book.
He wrote a few books, yeah. New York Times best-selling author.
I only learn their names when they start doing stand-up.
Chris Clem opened up for him before.
Chris Clem's leaving. Yeah. He's done.
I'm not leaving. I'm getting a copy of his book.
He's getting a Dasani.
Go ahead, grab a copy of his book.
I have
his one book, Blood, Sweat, Tears, and Sweat Socks, or Blood, Tears, and Sweat Socks, or something like that. I have that actually upstairs, my original copy
Blood,
from 99.
Yeah. Tears.
Did you buy it from Square Records?
And then I have, probably just some Books a Million or Barnes & Noble or Borders, something like that. I do also have Foley is Good. That one right there. I also have that book on...
and it's paper signed. Bag.
And
look how
it's
fancy
signed.
You are.
Thanks for opening for me, it says on the inside, from Mick Foley. Look at you. You got the thumbs up.
He also signed a bunch of stuff. I was kind of an asshole, yet he was still really nice, but he signed his DVD is Cactus Jack, and he signed, I think it was another book, is Mankind.
You were the guy like, I'm opening for you, and I have 90 pieces of memorabilia that
I
need.
Did you at least wait to the end of the weekend to get him to sign it, or?
It was one night only, I had it all ready to go.
I would have brought every sock
one
I
night
have.
Only. Every sock, yeah.
I was going to say, I got to know, Chris, I know you met Mick Foley, but did you meet Mr. Sacco?
Unfortunately, ooh. I did not. I don't think he could even bend down far enough to stick his hand in his pants.
Well, now he's been doing the yoga.
Sidebar? What?
Good. Oh, because he's very... yeah, you want us to explain this to you? So this guy, he kept a dirty sweat sock in his pants, and he would pull it out, put it on his hand, and stick it in your mouth. That's his move.
And you fuckers are watching this shit.
Yeah.
Listen, you will have respect for Mick Foley when I tell you this, all right?
All right, go ahead.
He gets there late because his flight was delayed. There was a huge ice storm, which made it really hard for me to drive in, but he flew. He had to go to Columbus, get in his car, drive up there. He is borderline unable to walk, and he's just sitting in the green room at the Improv, which is very small, and he's just sitting there like, like trying to get himself together. When he walks, it looks like a dinosaur on stilts. He's just like shaking all over the place. And that. But as soon as he stepped out into the room where the people were, he was walking normal. You would think he was perfectly healthy. Aww. And then afterwards, he signed autographs for 2 hours. The bartenders were getting so pissed because it was 11:30 at night, but he talked to every single person for like 3 minutes. And then as soon as they left, he went back to walking the way he does because he's in that much pain.
Man.
So respect to him for keeping the character,
the gimmick alive, brother.
Wow.
Who is this again? Sorry,
fucking it's Mick Foley.
Mick Foley.
Yeah,
Mick
Foley.
But
he could barely walk.
But he puts dirty socks in people's mouths.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Who hasn't had it? Yeah, I'm actually so shocked at what
you're judging.
It.
It's actually a nerve hold, Dwayne. You get underneath their tongue, and when you push down underneath someone's tongue, it's actually so... It pushes down on the nerves. It's like it fucking like paralyzes you that you can't do anything. It's so painful. Like if you've ever done it, like if you ever pushed down on that like fucking shit underneath your tongue, man, it fucks you up. Man.
I don't let people push down underneath my tongue.
So it's a so it has basis in believable things, even though he's pulling a sock out of his pants and sticking it in people's mouths. Yeah.
Created by Dr. Sam Shepard, also the inspiration for the TV show The Fugitive.
Yeah. See how deep rooted this is, Dwayne. This goes for generations.
This guy was a doctor who was forced to become a pro wrestler because he was wanted for the murder of his wife.
And then he used the mandible claw on people.
I honestly think all of these little factoids.
The mandible claw, that's the nerve hold.
The factoid should be on the side of the coffee cups in Chris Clem's coffee corner.
Chris Clem's coffee corner is.
I am just shocked at the shit at this knowledge.
Yeah. Oh, the TV. I thought you were just shocked. Go ahead.
It's a true story, though. He was a real doctor who was investigated for murdering his wife, and he was the basis for the show Fugitive, and nobody would let him practice medicine, so he became a pro wrestler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. The world goes crazy.
You know where the money's at.
The hood goes crazy.
I love this story. I'm like, he was just a doctor, and then he came up with this formula.
So Slim went to an MMA fight this weekend.
I did.
Slim got Slim, the host of ANA MMA. You know this podcast, Dwayne. You're an avid listener. Yeah.
No, he's not.
Chris knows he's lying.
So
we are all lying.
Slim,
I love you guys.
Slim got to.
I am an active participant.
Yeah, Bobby's been on the show before.
Every week
he walks through the room.
Last week we shouted out you taking up sour cream to your bedroom to spice up your Taco Bell.
Yeah, yes. Sour cream bedroom. So we
the Taco Bell made it into the house.
Losers.
Well, it's got to make it because I won't pay 50 cents for Taco Bell sour cream. Fuck them. I'll take my own sour cream.
I eat them all, so I don't have to
I
fucking share.
I bring it to the house.
You
might as well. Use my own sour cream.
Way to stick it to the man, Bob.
Anywho.
Slim went to an MMA fight, and he actually got to accompany a pro fighter to the cage this time. He got to be in the backstage area.
You're a ring girl?
Yeah, you got...
I just see him with the numbers, man. The little sign.
That's awesome.
Did your best die?
I just smacked it weird. It hurt my hand.
Really? Damn.
That was all day.
No. I have a pro fighter that is pretty much a regular on my pod at this point. He's a couple a times in like...
Is it Jamar?
It's not Jamar.
Oh.
Jamar's actually amateur still. It's a...
It's a pro fighter.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a difference.
Dude. Oh, yeah, Jamar's amateur.
The amount of fight. Jamar's like my age.
Andrew
this
Long
guy's like 7 years older. He's 30 years old, and he's
okay, let's stop putting that out there.
Slim's podcast about 30-year-old men.
The progress of his fighting is what I mean. Like, he spent time in this craft. He's a judo black belt, and he's a master record of now 10-4 after this weekend. But... I hit him up. I was like, yo, I want to come see this fight for sure. And he was like, come backstage with us. Walk out with us. You're part of the team tonight. And I was like, my God, that's amazing.
Slim got to be, you got the fangirl. Do the spirit fingers.
Oh, I was. So when we were walking out, I look back at my snaps the next day, right, when I wake up. And I'm like, oh, my God, this fucking crowd probably thought I was an idiot. Because... As soon as we hit the crowd, I'm going, yeah, woo, Adrian Long!
Yo, Adrian!
All right, now if you...
Is his name Adrian?
Here's the thing.
Adrian, what?
All right, calm down.
So he's also an Andrew?
He's also an Andrew.
Goddamn Andrews do you know?
Right, exactly.
So calm down a little bit. Normally, when you walk to the cage with a fighter, it's very serious. It's everybody like holding each other's shoulders, like, massaging each other and shit. They're like, And then they like stand in the aisle way and they're just really focused and quiet and just like...
Are you describing walking to the cage or walking to an orgy? Because...
Both. Both lightweight, but I'm more describing the cage.
You're encouraging him is saying that MMA is
kind of gay.
Yeah, see, don't do that.
But no, I'm trying to explain how out of place he is. All
right, we're going to do this anyway. All right,
trying to show out of place Andrew is by, instead of being like focused massaging people, he's got his snap like, what up, y'all?
Because they brought an actual hype man.
He was Flavor Flav.
Yeah, I was his drunk uncle.
I feel like he broke one of the big rules of locker rooms, too.
You had your camera out when it was like changing?
Yeah, he was taking pictures of people backstage.
I'm gonna need to
see your
camera.
There was a great Instagram story from Slim of three guys standing around a bunch of folding chairs that looked like nothing that said hype.
Hype.
I don't remember that.
So
I just looked at my snap.
It's kind of locker room.
You remember.
It's like locker room etiquette that, like, what's going on in the locker room is for the locker room or backstage at a show, anything like that. It's
a
not
lot
for
of locker room talk.
Yeah, it's not for you to take photos and show the world. You know, as an outsider, you're supposed to respect. Respect the craft and the time people are putting in.
From my point of view, we were chilling. We're all having a good time. We're getting ready. Okay. They were drinking Tito's back there. Tito's and orange juice. I was just witnessing it all go down. I was just getting ready to watch
two men sweat for 8 minutes.
15 actually.
Yes, yeah, story of my life.
It's a long porno.
Slim's a future MMA commentator.
You know what? Here's the thing too. I actually found the owner of the Honor Fight Promotions, the one that put it all together, and I walked up to him and was like, "Hey, I really enjoy what you guys are doing here, blah blah blah."
And they do internet pay-per-view.
I do an MMA podcast, and
I mentioned that. I didn't mention by name. I just said, hey, I do this. I cover the sport a little bit. You know, I would love to get on. And he told me to message him.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm, you know.
Slim's about to be a commentator. He's future internet pay-per-view commentator. It was funny.
No hose Rogan here.
Joe Rogan Jr. over here.
Slim texted me, and he was like, oh, it was sweet. After the fight, I got to go in the cage, and I got to be, like, in the shot on TV. I was like, it was internet pay-per-view. Slow down.
You know
down,
what? There was a camera pointed at him. did you do that thing where you picture that being, like, your big music video moment? Because I do that everywhere I'm driving.
Starts like, dancing like Courtney
I pictured
Courtney
upstairs
Cox
being my big music video moment, too. So, anytime I'm in front
all
of a flash.
Right. That's weird because you were phased out on my crotch.
He was.
Hell yeah. Who wasn't tonight, though?
Yeah, but who's got more outreach? You or me? Come on.
No, actually, nobody was.
I don't know.
But Slim.
So, arms are, about arm reach or dick reach?
Arm reach? Wait, did you say outreach or arm reach?
Outreach.
Oh.
I don't know. I got outreach. A pretty sound.
I don't even know what that means. What's that question?
Public understanding.
Who's
of
more famous? Is that what the question is?
Dwayne's
got over 6,000 album streams on fucking Spotify. What do you got?
Nothing.
You don't even have an album on Spotify, motherfucker.
No.
I am not famous. I'm just some drunk jackass that drives to Alabama every week.
Yeah, Roll Tide.
Famous person I know.
Hang on, Sloopy.
So, Chris.
Anyway, I got to see the whole thing go backstage. It was an amazing experience. I'm very glad I got to do it, and I can't wait to do it again.
I want to hit this before we end. Chris Clem, you've entered terrestrial radio.
Oh, yeah.
I heard you guys giving people shout-outs on the show.
E.T.
Yeah.
I don't know if those are real shout-outs. That was just his gimmick for
You gave all kinds of shout-outs. Mo, we're not making any sense. Explain what's going on. Talk to us.
All right, there's a local radio station, WLUP.
Now, is that the Loop? Is that what that is? Is that the Loop? Is that the station Maxwell used to be on, or a different one?
No, that's 97.1, I believe.
The Loop. Okay.
That's this might be something different. Maybe that is WLUP. This is LUM then.
Okay.
They're like a community radio station, and Chad and his girlfriend got us a show on there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a sketch show once a month, the last Wednesday of the month at midnight.
Well, I mean, so everybody's just like sharing photos and laughing. Or face down in their phone.
I just had to share something. Someone messaged me.
Chris Clem, I feel like it's exciting. How did the first week go? Are there people on the Facebook page like, don't ever air this shit again? or any feedback whatsoever, or how's it been?
The only feedback I got was from Sam LaTourette, who said it was great.
Yeah, I listened to it on SoundCloud. Good enough. When it went up like the next day, I listened to it on SoundCloud when I was in the shower, as I do when I listen to Chris Klemm shows.
I don't know what I did, but I tried to write thick and sick. Where are you at?
I don't know what they're doing. I don't want to know. But I wanted. I'm describing Chris Klemm on terrestrial radio over here. Chris Klemm's going to get famous for all of us. That's what you're doing. That's your goal right
fine.
now.
It's fine. I feel like I went to a party that I thought started at 10, but it started at 8, and everybody was drunk by the time I walked in.
That's what it feels like being sounds on this episode right now. Yeah.
It's every
I'm
Tuesday.
Just waiting for you to start a coffee shop so we can be like, we had that original idea.
Can you hire me and fire me 7 times for being late?
Did that happen to you?
Yeah. No, but I just...
She's good at blaming student loans.
I'm a naturally late person myself, but I've never been fired for it.
I've been fired for being late pretty recently. Before, I've always been like honored for it, for having like a good work ethic or picking up for people, or just I kind of crush it at work. But my big fault is definitely being that 3 to 5 to 30 minutes late, depending on like how
Jesus long.
Not every day, but like
3 to 5 to 30.
It's like okay, so like every 2 months. Hey, Dwayne,
you leave 20 minutes early.
Here's another thing I don't believe about you that you show up to work 30 minutes early.
Why? Because he's black? Are you trying to say?
No.
Using coded language to say CPT.
No, that's, we weren't making direct eye contact and trying to relate your app. Why don't
I'm always early.
Yeah,
he's good. I work with like when I had a day job, I used to work with children, so I had to show up.
Well, see, he was early today. He was supposed to be here at 9.
Honestly, I assumed he showed up at 8:45. And like, I've never met another bartender that was like, I show up to work 10 minutes early, unless they're in like the Army Reserve.
No, like even when I did food service, like I would show up 10 minutes early. So
well,
I can,
good for you. You're a better person.
You
than
always
me.
Show
and
up.
Now I feel really great after that photo shoot, knowing that you're a better person than me.
You always
took a fucking photo shoot with a character costume and a.
If I give you $5, can I just get a clip of you going white nonsense to make my text tone? Because that's what I want to hear all day long. It's hilarious.
White nonsense.
Let me see the cash.
Right now. So
Dwayne Duke is a functional alcoholic. Please respect him.
I guess I need to calm down. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Chris Klemm, can you tell us again where we can listen to this show and what it's called? And because we can listen to it here on SoundCloud and on. Like tune in radio
just
or whatever.
Check out the SoundCloud. It's soundcloud.com/thank you. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Yes. It's an improv, or not improv, but a sketch show.
It's sketch. Yeah. It's all written out.
Yeah. You and Chad Weaver, Chad Weaver's girlfriend, you said. What's her name?
She's the producer. She did a great job editing
it. Sounded,
it
everything sounded
together.
Everything sounded great.
Also, a couple local guys from Chicago, Zach Boyce and Jake Wells, and also Jensen Strock.
Jensen a part of it too.
Jensen, hell yeah.
Everybody made a noise. It was weird.
We miss and love her.
Have you and Chad started a new donut club down in Chicago?
The Krispy Crew.
It's the same one.
It's the same donut crew. They're all there now.
Oh, okay, cool.
Wow.
There's no Krispy Kreme. You got to go out to the suburbs for it, though.
Really?
Huh. So,
holy shit.
Dwayne, what do you got coming up? I know you have booked a festival
I'm producing this
summer. Yeah, that's what I meant. Promoting, booking, putting together a festival.
See, what's coming up? I'm on the road the next few weeks. I'm in Richmond on Thursday, D.C. on Friday, Chicago on Saturday, and then back to Richmond.
Do you want me to hit up Christmas's mom for you?
For Saturday. I hope I don't have to suck my way to a good place to sleep. But, you know, whatever.
We'll just catch Dwayne by the beam,
me
like
every
suck for sleep
Friday night.
Just a big sign.
I just got into Burning Bridges Festival in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. That's going to be in April. I think I'm doing a festival in Nashville right after it, and then I'm going on tour.
Mm-hmm.
And then this August is the inaugural Midwestern Queer Comedy Festival.
Yeah, tell me about this.
I'm importing queers from all over the country.
I'm bringing them all in.
I am. I'm importing queers. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of a lot of people from Atlanta and New York and Chicago, and just a chance to showcase tons of funny LGBTQI.
Yeah, I was about to say, when you posted it, you definitely posted a longer acronym than I was used to.
So
I was like, what the hell is AIV plus? I was shit, where are we now?
I don't know.
Okay.
Somebody calls it the quilt bag.
I don't mean to sound ignorant. I'm just trying to say, like, I want to be up on the wokeness here. Mm-hmm. When there,
it is not my job to wake you up.
Wake him up.
I knew the five-letter acronym.
Yeah. No. All right, Evanescence.
Anyway.
I don't know what all the acronyms are, but like I'm doing my best to be respectful.
I'm waiting for the point that like straight ends up in the acronym somehow.
Ally,
like there's gonna be an S in there somewhere. Like
I think ally is in
ally there. Is straight now.
I think we can end at Q. Queer kind of covers a lot of stuff, but
that's why the festival isn't just like LGBT.
That's why we get
like,
allies.
I went with queer.
Are you all right, Chris?
Allie's discriminating against kinkiness.
Yeah, she did, yeah.
Oh, whatever.
Allie's
speechless.
Cutting it off at queer is that discriminatory.
Intersexual, asexual, pansexual, and polygamous?
He's looking it up right now. I just seen him like looking down on his phone.
Okay, I can speak to this. Awesome. Intersexual. Intersexual is more of a gender identity, as is transsexual, as is non-binary. Those are gender identities. Mm. Whereas lesbian, gay, bisexual, and pansexual are sexualities. Polyamorous is more of a sexual identity. Meaning,
so when can
it's more romantic?
When can us asexuals get represented in this acronym?
Are you coming out as asexual? You said us.
I'm A. I have sex with no one. Only myself.
Look, I wish you guys could see Chris Glenn with his finger to his temple.
See, asexual isn't even just like asexual is a spectrum now because there's asexual.
That's what I'm saying. When can I get on this acronym?
There's asexual homoromantic, asexual heteroromantic.
It's ace.
It's ace. It's gray.
I always thought it was A plus.
People who are only attracted to Ace Frehley from Kiss.
I'm actually only attracted to Ace Ventura, the Pet Detective.
Ace Ventura.
Wow. That's a Weezer song.
Hell yeah.
I'm but, say it ain't well, so.
That's a Weezer song.
What I'm just saying is, though,
so I got Peter Chris.
Treat everybody. Just treat everybody nice all and fairly and whatever they're into. But I'm saying that if we keep adding letters, it's just going to be endless. And
yeah,
that's why
you get to like LGBT and then you can add, you can drop in the Q if you feel like it. But the plus sign covers everybody. And it's like, we're already marginalized as fuck, so we're trying, like, the idea of this festival is I'm going to get comics that are funny who happen to be something else. Like, instead of just being all, like, we're all the minority at whatever show we're on, where it's like, I was talking to a comic a few weeks ago, and he was like, man, it must be so easy for you guys to get booked, and I was like, oh, yeah, I'm crushing it right now. He goes, I feel like they don't want any of me, and he was a chubby, bearded white guy, and I was like, here's how shows go. They want five of you, two of the skinny white guy, half a chick, half a dude, or half a minority. And if you can cram a lot of minorities into one person, that makes it easier to book. Because it's like, don't have to go looking for them. I got you covered. Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to cover black, gay, woman. You're going to cover disabled. You're going to cover, like, all that shit. Like, and if I was a black, lesbian Muslim, I would work so much.
See, I always try to put the minorities on our I always try to put minorities on our shows in the headlining spots. That's why I've had Dwayne headlining, I've had Sean Boyne headlining, I've had I've had Chris Clem headlining. You stepped on my joke. But yeah.
Well, I feel like Chris needs a rebuttal as a bearded white guy.
Yeah.
No, he's the only guy that's going to drop.
I can shave tonight.
He's the only guy that's going to. He's the only comedian that's got on stage and started rapping Chuck D lyrics out of anybody. So he gets.
I'm woke.
Yeah. He doesn't need Dwayne Duke to woke him up.
I'm down with the IAPPKs.
See, he's still Googling fucking acronyms
right now.
Did you
just try to spell the N-word?
You are such a show-off.
The bearded white guy is also the only one we put under like 1,000-degree temperatures.
Yeah, that is true. We tried to put you sauna you out. But anyway.
We tortured him.
What the hell is
I want to say something to Slim. No, I'm not trying to spell out the N-word because I'm not a white rapper from Ellet who doesn't have a sense of what's appropriate in 2018.
Damn. God damn, just roast him. Dude, Slim's gonna text me about that tomorrow.
Did you?
He's like,
did you have to burn the whole...
What year is it?
Yeah, Slim's gonna be sad.
2019 now.
I got questions. Did you have to burn the village down, or could you have left something?
The village!
Damn, he walks in. He torched the earth.
He took the village and the bridge, everything.
I love Slip, but he definitely wants to say the N-word too much.
But
no, I do not. Yes. Stop that.
Slim.
That's not my vocabulary.
But like, what if
listen
he did?
To
would
any
it be
of
weird?
The
what do you mean, what if I did? Yes, it would be weird.
I guess.
Yes, it would be weird. What if? What do you mean? What if I did? There's
sorry,
no if
be,
I did.
There's so much yelling over each other. I feel like I'm on The View. You guys gotta break it. You guys gotta go.
I said,
gender.
I said some quote shit out of context. Well, and it got
what
taken
was
away.
The? What was the?
I'm just lucky. All right,
so
I'm just happy that on your MMA podcast that none of the fighters are from Africa.
And if they were.
I'm afraid of what would.
What you would say?
I'm about to get Anthony.
So anyway, let's set it up. I'll set it up for you. Let's
go. Did you mean when you say Africa? Do you mean they are all from the continent of Africa, or they are descendants from the slave trade?
The continent.
Yeah, actual.
Are there African MMAers?
Yeah, a lot.
Oh, yeah.
What's the word? MMAer.
Fighter.
Fighters.
Yeah. That's not the word.
That's the word.
Yeah.
Fighter.
That's mixed martial artists.
Mixed martial artists.
I'm not calling them artists.
They're fighters.
Yeah. You got Francis Ngannou, Kamaru Usman.
All right. So anyway,
Anthony Njikwani.
What happened was Ray Roberts is what fucked Slim up.
Oh, so, I listened to the part of that episode.
Yeah. So Ray. Yeah, because I censored it. I reversed when Slim actually said it. So it just goes. Yeah,
like I listened to that episode. There was a lot of calling out. There was a lot of things happening.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I was in Mansfield, going, I can't go back to Cleveland. That city has caught.
We done ruined
fire.
It for everybody.
I had to do some. A few weeks later, I had to do some. What do you call it?
Redacted.
Creative editing in there. So now it just says, Yousef and radio edit. And so it's pretty funny.
Oh, I must have got it before the radio edit.
Yeah, you definitely did. Yeah, I just did it the other week with some guy. When the guy was like, hey, I heard a podcast you did. I was like, yeah, that was me. Actually,
my favorite edit, I think, comes from Jeremy's radio show where he just goes, inappropriate, when something shouldn't
be
said.
The best part is, I was like, he should not have radio edited what you said. About him because that was
you gotta
the best
talk in
part.
Your mic. I can't hear you.
I was like, you should not have read. You edited what Allie said.
Well, thank you. So who did you
don't worry, Chris Clem. Where I'm not gonna say it on the podcast.
Girl, yeah. When I get up to Chicago, we gonna talk about.
Yeah, we'll move on. But anyway,
Ray Roberts talking about when,
Ray Roberts said some guy gave him the hall pass, as they call it. And
also,
I don't believe in the hall pass.
I think we should point out that they were Ray. Dio edits.
Ray.
Damn it, I love a good pun. You've just lost a bell. Minus bell.
Your mic's nowhere near you either.
Can we play a bell and then reverse the sound and be like...
So anyway, let's end this shit.
I was still doing the plug on this bell.
We'll get to we'll finish the plug.
So...
Ray
was talking about
God
how,
damn it,
you know,
Slim.
when people... that you have black friends, they think that they can say that. And then they go into other scenarios, and they're
don't
like,
do it. Just,
yo,
I can't say this.
Yeah.
Can you end the sound effect of him digging his own grave?
So Slim wanted
a shitty Neil Brennan joke.
I'm not the one who did
it. Slim wanted to say, okay, I said it. Then he'd go, don't worry, Tough Tony or whatever the guy's name was said I could say it. And then he was like, it'd be funny if then you get a wristband so that you don't have to say it again
that,
when you get to the second level.
That is a verbatim Neil Brennan joke. No, and not Neil Brennan. The wristband is Roy Wood Jr. I'm more offended that you hacked a joke than you told than you said the N-word.
So, I'm about to say, Slim obviously hasn't heard this joke.
I don't like those eyes! Stop!
Yeah, he's freaking out.
I like him.
He's about to kill him.
He's tearing up.
He hacked a joke.
But Slim did it. He obviously, look at him. He doesn't even know who the guy is. He just was talking.
I'm innocent.
It's just the easy premise.
I didn't say it was a good joke. I just said it was hacked.
All right.
So anyway, the festival in August. Let's go ahead and hit
August
this.
August 22nd through 26th down in Columbus. The Midwest Queer Comedy Festival. If you want to check out information, mcqfest.com.
And then we got Dwayne Duke's Shame Flashbacks coming out soon.
Forthcoming.
Yeah, within a couple months, the thing's going to be out.
Go to my website, DwayneDuke.com. It'll have all the information. I've got, like, I'm running three Twitters, four Instagrams, five emails, two websites.
Hey, I'm going to show you how to hook up your Spotify account, too, because now they're letting artists actually edit their Spotify accounts. So you'll be able to, set things in there, maybe a biography and things like that. So it looks more professional. Yeah, you can make a playlist and things like that. It'll be, I'll get you set up with that. Chris Clem.
That's my favorite thing.
I wish you just gave Slim the same eyes Dwayne did when he said he didn't know who Roy Wood Jr. is. Chris, give me your Twitter.
@Chris_Clem.
Is your podcast ever coming back? Is it gone?
No.
Has it gone the way of the Unbelievables?
No longer a podcast. He's just a corner. Now he's just a C4 corner.
Now he's just a corner. Now he just sponsors a corner.
2 weeks ago on Friday, I recorded an episode, and then I never got around to editing it that weekend, and then they announced the actual All-Star Reserves.
Yeah.
So it was a whole joke about all the All-Star Reserves. I just named different members of the Cavs.
So it was out of date by that point. And then in the Western Conference. Yeah.
What?
Was the episode was out of date by that point then?
Yeah, because I was just lazy and didn't finish it. And so now it's been 2 weeks again since then. And I don't know. Right now I have a house guest.
I need some shower listening, man.
Even. All right. I'll try to do one right now. I got the microphone hooked up. Kevin Love is
all right. Start recording. Let me play your theme song. I don't have it.
What should Kevin Love do right now?
He should follow the Cavs team doctors when he gets to the Cleveland Clinic tonight, and they do full tests, whatever they advise.
So at Dwayne Duke, you're at Life's a Party.
At Life's a Party.
On Twitter, at Funny Dwayne on Instagram.
I was tweeting Chris.
I'm just getting all these through, and we can end the show.
Yeah, at Life's a Party, because I haven't changed yet, and Funny Dwayne on Twitter, on Funny Dwayne on the Snapchat, and... DwayneDuke.com.
Yeah. Thanks, anybody, for making it through this episode. I appreciate it. everybody.
Good one.
So, Chris, I hope you enjoy the Lousy Wrestling Podcast this week where I'm talking about dicks. And, that's about it.
I'd love the episodes where you complain about men's figures and their penis sizes.
That's all I do on that show. And the new one actually has a lot of discussion about steroid back knee.
I love that you body shape.
Yep. I want big dicks, and I want fucking...
big dicks.
I want...
Big dick. You like that big dick.
Everybody stop selling out the album. No.
I was like, what's happening?
You're
doing my joke, and I don't know what the fuck's happening.
You like that big dick.
Not you, but these three.
That's funny.
Yeah, you gotta get... Yeah, don't even try.
You got to get into it.
All right, now
get into it and get into that big dick.
All right, but can I say it?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
All right, let's have a good day.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
What's up, Oos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.